Okay, hang on a minute. Let me find out where this is at now. Give me a minute.
Take your time. I'm still searching for it as well. I've looked on my I've looked on the desktop. I've also looked on the I'm looking on the phone right now. Because nowhere do I see that you're not taking on new clients. Even when I try to schedule a call.
Believe me, it was there and I seen it. And I wanted to snapshot. I don't know why I didn't snapshot it and send it to you guys like I normally do things.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so upset, you know, when I seen that hand. Why is not my phone working? Okay, hang on. Hang on, this is it. No. I won't give up until I find a hand. Okay, plus on my, hang on, let me go on my website. Okay, if you push the three lines up there in the right-hand corner,
mm-hmm.
and you go to your website, okay,
mm-hmm.
where's my video at?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Where's your video?
The video they just put on there for me. The video.
Okay. I'm looking right here at your video.
Okay.
No money down until the job's done. It's 1 minute and 17 seconds long. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now where, I don't understand, but, when I go to my website, where I go to my three bars and I push on website.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about, are you going from the dashboard? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. So when
the website.
Okay. So you're going into the dashboard and then you click the three lines to go into the website and you're on your mobile device, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So from the actual mobile device, I've done the search and I'm looking through everything here. I don't see anything that says that your business is not taking on new clients. I haven't seen that.
Hang on, make sense. Am I? I know it just didn't go away because I seen it last night. Hang on.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Go to my linkfencemi.com.
Go linkfencemi.com. Yeah, I'm there.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Scroll down to where you see the pictures of the black chain link and the black aluminum right together.
Uh-huh.
Okay, look right above that. What's it say? We are not accepting new customers at this time.
I don't see that.
Well, I see it. I'm going to snapshot it and send it to you.
Yeah, I do need you to snapshot it and send it. I don't doubt. I mean, if you're seeing it, then I'm not saying that you're lying at all. Please understand.
No,
I'm not saying that.
I will send it to you right now.
Please.
Snapshot and send it to you right now.
Because I'm looking on the mobile device. I'm literally on my cell phone looking at it.
Okay.
And
you know when you get on your screen, it says about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, right?
Okay.
The very first top, it shows a white vinyl fence and it says about.
Yep.
Including
yep.
link fence. Okay,
yep.
Scroll down.
Fence contract.
Okay, scroll down until
uh-huh.
you get to the aluminum.
Oh,
black aluminum
gosh.
And the black chain link.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's been on there. I don't know how long that's been on there, so I want a refund on my money because I'm so upset about this. It's just so much bullshit's been going on. And I'm not even recognized. I was recognized there a month ago, you know, with keywords. I'm not even recognized on nothing. I tried everything last night. I'm not even on, what do you call that? Yep. Yeah, I'm not even on that. You know what I mean? There's so much stuff that really teases me off that they say they're going to do, they don't do. And we are accepting no new customers, okay? People see that stuff. What are they going to do? They're going to go to somebody else.
It's true.
Okay? That's negligent.
True.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
That's
it's 100%
true. I'm paying for
not
something, and
yeah.
and they want to put that in my website? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm upset. You know what I mean? I'm really upset about
Dale,
that.
I don't blame you one bit. I don't blame you one bit for being.
I can never get Caesar to call me back. You know what I mean? And he was supposed to call me back. I've done this 3 times, having him talking to what's her name? You could see who I've been talking to. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she texted him and he said he'd call me back before the day was up. He never called me. This 3rd time I've tried to have him call me. Mm-hmm. Okay, he won't call me back. Now, seeing this last night, and I got a snapshot of it now. I'm making sure I keep it on my phone. Screenshot, and it just blows me away. For all your wood fencing and installation or vinyl, it says fence installation determines refer to our product link fence in Battle Creek. Battle Creek, Michigan. We know the ins and outs of our services. If you can inverse it, we will build. Okay, then it says we are no longer accepting new customers at this time.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
For them to put that on there, I don't even know why they would put that on there, and it just blows me away. And that would explain everything. You know what I mean? Because I'm all about people going to my website, checking things out. But them seeing that on there, that's like, wow.
Right. Yeah, I agree. 100%. I agree. So what I've done is I have gone ahead and I've requested Caesar specifically to contact you. You are extremely upset that he needs to contact you directly. I have dashed him on the account. I'm trying to get, I've let him know that you're requesting a refund on the account and you're extremely upset about that.
Well, they already gave me a refund on Facebook because I called the day that I didn't want it on there no more because mm-hmm. it wasn't doing shit for me. So I called the day, and it was just an hour before that they took it out. So they gave me the credit. Do you see a credit on there for $100?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. But this right here is off the hook. Okay. Telling my customers that we are no longer accepting new customers. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a bunch of bull. You know that. I know that.
Right.
Okay. For them to see that, that's automatically going to make them go right to another contractor.
Right.
Okay, and I don't even know how long that's been on there. I just noticed it. I'm telling you right now, I'm really irritated about it, and I'm just so pissed off with the whole ordeal about me having no keywords, and I'm not recognized. I don't care if you push more 100 times, you're not going to see me on no place. Like I was even seeing it 2 months ago
mm-hmm.
with keywords.
Right.
Now I'm not nowhere. I don't even exist. Like I'm a myth in the air. Okay, and that's why I'm a little bit skeptic. I'm not downing you or nothing about going with this other thing with you guys, with Local Splats, with Google, because I don't understand. There's a lot of things that it never happened before, and mm-hmm. now it's all happening, and now it's all nothing happening, and now that I've seen that, and it just irritates me that I would even see something like that on my website. And all the other people that's looked at my website. Because every time I see anybody or I see my customers or anything, I tell them to go on my website and leave some reviews. And
mm-hmm.
they read over that stuff, you know what I mean? And all their friends they send it to, you know, for word of mouth, you know what I mean? They're going to see that and, oh, he must be booked out. He can't accept no more customers. So
mm-hmm.
we'll look for another printing contractor.
I understand. I completely understand. I've got a message into him for him to call you.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to scrap what we were going to do, but I'm so totally, you're going to have to really, you already convinced me, but I'm just saying, after we get done with this ordeal, what's going on right now, Mm-hmm. And they're honestly going to take care of me, or because, you know, I'm not going to stand still and let this happen right here. This right here, they done messed up. And, you don't know how much money I probably lost over that right there, just them words. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, I'm really wanting to go your way, but I mean, mm-hmm. if you're with Local Splash and the way they roll there right now, I mean, everything's different than the last, 3 or 4 years when I was with them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And everything's so much changed now. And everything they say they're going to do don't happen. Okay. And everything they tell me, like Caesar's supposed to call me, that ain't happening. Hang on 1 minute, please.
Take your time.
This is Dale. Hello? Hello? Oh, I hate those calls. When you turn 65 years old, you get all these insurance calls for Medicare. I'm not on Medicare. I don't want Medicare. I don't want Social Security. I don't want none of that. And I know I'm not a senior citizen. You can call me that because I'm 65, but I'm not. You know what I mean? I don't look old. I don't feel old. I go to the gym 5 days a week and work out. And I went on my doctor's diet, no sugar, you know, and all that stuff. And I'm back down to normal weight. And I feel more better than I've ever felt in my life. Don't take no medications, none of that. I take vitamins, yeah. Other than that, I'm not into none of that. I'm all about getting my life back together because I went through 22 years, the last 22 years or 8 years of hell with my wife, okay? Mm-hmm. We got divorced, and that was finalized yesterday. I had to pay her off $65,000.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm just, you know, stressed about a lot of things, but I try not to get too stressed. But, you know, I just go to the good Lord in prayer, and he helps me through the day.
Yeah, amen to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Helps me get through the day.
You know, he always tells you in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. If you're good and close to the good Lord, he's going to answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I have 100% faith in that. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to do everything, you know, in a kind and humble way, but I can't get any feedback from you guys on why they're doing what they're doing. Oh, look at this taken care of, Mr. Asher. We got this taken care of. We got that taken care of. We got this taken care of. Yeah, we'll have Caesar call you back. Absolutely. We'll take care of that, too. You know,
right.
Yeah, we got you. You know what I mean? No, three times of that, he never called me back. And me trying to get things done, that's never happening. And then seeing that on my website, that absolutely is off the hook right there. That just, I just couldn't wait for you guys to call me, well, you to call me today so I could. Matter of fact, I was just looking through my website in every little category, every little thing. Then I was reading that, then it said that. I'm thinking, what in the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do something like that?
Okay, so he's going to call you in about 28 minutes, 1 p.m.
Caesar?
Yes, I got a time from him. That's what I've been typing.
I'll believe it when I hear that phone ring and it's him. You know what I mean? Because
I understand.
I'm not saying you're a liar. I love talking to you, but I'm just telling you, no disrespect on your end. I would never disrespect you, but
none,
I'm just saying I'll believe it when I hear it because I've heard it from three other people too.
I understand.
But did you put in your notes all this? Did you see?
I did.
You get this? I want you
I
to
did.
Snapshot that and
yep.
send it to whoever.
I did.
And
it's in the chat. I've got it all in the chat. I've got everything here. You know that you're very upset. All the different things and yes, I've definitely.
What's your name again?
Amy.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, what's your extension number, Amy?
224.
Which is already on my text message. I don't even know why I'm asking you that. I'm just so upset about this. And you work with Google on what were we going to do today? What's that called?
Google Guarantee.
Google Guarantee.
Yeah. So after you talk with Caesar, you just let me know how we should move forward or what you want to do.
Oh, my God. So talk to me a little bit about this. How long did it take for that to get up and running? Because I went, it was up for renewal. This mm-hmm. year I went and renewed my DBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got all that stuff done. So, and my insurance and I got to open up my banking account back for that again for link fence down at
right.
my bank.
Right.
For an account there. But other than that, yeah, I'm all ready.
Right.
I'm waiting to make the call after I hear from somebody about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you can go back and see how long that's been on there, but you know what I mean? It just blows me away that they even had that on there.
Yeah. I don't have the ability to do that. I don't have the ability to go back in and see
right,
it, but maybe Caesar can. You know, you're extremely upset. It's completely understandable.
Would you do me a favor and send that to Caesar too, so he can see it?
I did. Yeah, I did bring it to Caesar. He responded directly to me, stating that he's going to be contacting you at 10 a.m., which is the 1 p.m. your time.
Yeah, 12:35 here. So, Melanie, you ready to go to work? All right, well, when you want to get there early or what? You have your lunch pack? Oh, boy. You know, the only job that I've been getting, I might have got two or three leads from you guys, but the only jobs I've been getting... It's from my customers, from word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand why what's going on, because, you know, first thing I do when I'm searching for something, for a contractor, if I need them for something around my house or something, absolutely I'm going to the website. Absolutely I'm checking everything about them. Absolutely I'm going to look at the reviews. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
what it's all about. You know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, I just know that this ain't right.
You're right. Yep.
So,
all right. Well,
let him know how it is
that you want to move forward after you talk with him, and then I'll call you back if Google guarantees.
Yeah, call me back. Call me back. Like, how late are you going to be there today?
I'm here until 7 p.m. your time.
7 p.m. my time. Okay. Why don't you call me back about 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Okay.
And me and you will talk, and well, maybe we could talk. Well, we got like 10 minutes. Can you like enlighten me how quick this will take on, you know, and start working when I do everything and finish everything?
Once you get the Google Guarantee application in, the terms and conditions state it could take 4 to 6 weeks to get it processed. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. I don't really see it take that long. It depends on how quickly you get us what we need. But as soon as your Google Guarantee approved, it's within 3-day turnaround. So if you get the application in and moving forward, like, I can't promise you that it's going to be, you know, up and running in 2 weeks, but the probability is really high that it would be up and running in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I don't want to give you a false promise or say something that's
not
true. So
you probably want to. I like everybody that I've ever talked to there, but I mean, it's like false hopes, you know, when they tell me something, I just want to make sure that everything happens what I need.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll go ahead and wait for him to call me up and you call me around 5 o'clock. Okay.
Got
all
it.
Right, Amy.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Got it.